High school science teacher Robin Indermills, growing your own food in the 21st century, began, she says, as a class project.
Because I saw a need, our school was lucky enough to have an attached greenhouse that's heated, and it wasn't really being utilized to its fullest potential. So we got a grant from the Land O'Lakes Fish and Wildlife Club to put some raised beds in the garden, and I started out with my ecology class doing some growing of food in that as part of a sustainability unit, and then saw that students really loved it, and so created this class to teach them how to grow your own food in a variety of different ways. So the class is project-based, where they do projects on different ways of growing food or different styles, things like that. And then part of it, too, is they each have their own garden space, and they can choose whatever they want to grow in that, and so they'll do some recording of how things are growing and some of the conditions that worked better or not so good, try and problem solve if things didn't go well or if things did really well and their neighbors didn't, you know, why, what was different in the beds and things like that.
Indermill says the food is donated to the local food pantry. She says there are a series of guest speakers who also help the project, including the Seed to Seed Garden Project and Master Gardeners. She says the students learn about science and also have something that they can take away. She enjoys her students' comments.
Mrs. Intermill, this broccoli doesn't taste like it does at the store. It's so much better. Or, I didn't know how easy it was to grow lettuce.
The six projects receiving Standing Up for Rural Wisconsin Schools, Libraries, and Communities Awards for 2014 were nominated by education and library professionals, district administrators, and community members. Ken Krall reporting.